Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Organizations are notorious for spending a lot of time and money on digital transformations, but they end up failing to spend that last little bit at the end of a project to ensure that they get the full ROI or return on investment of their digital transformation. But how exactly do we ensure that we optimize the value of our investments in digital technologies? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world to reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one thing that's always fascinated me about the digital transformation space in 25 years of doing this is that organizations are notorious for spending a ton of money, a ton of time, a ton of heartburn and chaos in their digital transformations, only to get to the end of the transformation and then fail to go that last mile, that last little bit, to ensure that they fully optimize the value of what they just went through in their investments. So what I want to do today is talk about what are those little things that you can do during and after a digital transformation to ensure that you're really maximizing the business value and getting the full ROI on your investments in new technologies. Now, for more on this topic, I encourage you to download our book called Lessons from 1,000 Digital Transformations. And this is a book that I wrote to outline some of our experiences and lessons learned from helping over 1,000 organizations throughout the world with their digital transformations. It also includes a number of best practices and tips for how to make your project more successful, including how to maximize the ROI of your digital transformation investments. So I encourage you to download that. You can find that in the links in the description field of this video below. Now, the first step to ensuring that you maximize the business value of your digital transformation is to ensure that you have a business case and that you've identified clear performance metrics of what you expect to get out of your digital transformation after you've deployed new technologies, new process improvements, et cetera. The reason this is so important is if we don't quantify what we expect to get out of the transformation, we're not going to achieve it. It's not just going to magically happen because we deployed new technologies. Yes, you might get some random benefits here and there, but you're going to leave most of the business value, most of the business benefits on the table if you haven't clearly defined what you want your metrics to be and what you want your organization to look like in terms of efficiency and effectiveness after the transformation. The other reason having a business case is so important is even more shorter term than that, which is to ensure that your project stays on track and that you have the right project governance and controls in place. A lot of people don't equate or associate a business case with project governance and controls, but it's extremely important. There's an extremely tight connection there. If we have a business case that quantifies the business value we are expecting to get out of our transformation, it's going to make decision-making and governance a lot easier as we go through the transformation. For example, let's just say that one of your stated and quantified business benefits is that you want to reduce inventory levels by 25%. And if we do that, we're going to save X million dollars over the course of 10 years. Now, through our transformation, at some point, someone says, hey, I want to customize the software, or I want to add this new module. And let's just assume that that same person requesting the new module or customization is saying that it'll help us in some way to improve our business. Now, if they can't point to a business benefit, like it's helping us reduce our inventory or it's helping enable that business benefit, then we might say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to add that to our scope. But if we can point to the business case and say, actually, by doing this or making this decision in our project, we're now enabling a very significant business benefit, then you might be inclined to go ahead and make that investment and make that adjustment and pivot on your overall project. So these are just two reasons why a business case is so important: to ensure that you maximize and measure your post-implementation value, but also even before that, to ensure that your project stays on track and that you are deliberate about how and where you invest time and resources throughout the transformation. Now, one of the reasons why so many organizations struggle to achieve business value on their digital transformations is because they don't have the data or the business intelligence or the reporting to understand what the impact of their business is after they've gone live. And this is obviously a big problem. This defeats the whole purpose of going through a digital transformation in many ways. You go through a digital transformation largely because you want to have better visibility, better reports, better business intelligence, better predictive analytics, and things that measure and tell you how healthy the business is and where your business is headed. If you don't have those metrics in place, you're not going to have that visibility, and you're certainly not going to know what your potential business benefits are and where the business value lies. So the key here is to make sure that once you've defined your business case, you want to make sure that you have a business intelligence and reporting strategy that gives you the visibility and the data and the insights that you need to know whether or not you're achieving your business benefits.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, the next step is to make sure that you have accountability for business benefits. Once you've quantified the business benefits and you've ensured that your digital transformation is going to give you the data and the insights you need to know how well you're performing as an organization, now we need to have accountability. Who owns each of the business benefits and each of the line items in our business case to ensure that someone is held accountable and responsible for achieving those business benefits? If we don't do that, then this is just an academic exercise that states and quantifies what we think might happen if we're lucky. Doesn't hold any human accountable for ensuring that we actually achieve those business benefits. And even the best run and the best executed digital transformations aren't going to deliver business value just because you think it will, or because you want it to, or because you want to will it to deliver business value. Ultimately, it's going to come down to individuals and humans within the organization that are going to focus on optimizing business benefits, not only during and right after go live, but longer term as you look to a more continuous improvement sort of environment post-transformation. And for some organizations, by the way, they never stop their transformations. They're constantly changing and evolving, so they need to have someone that's accountable for and owning these business metrics and measures. Now, ultimately, we're not going to achieve our business benefits or know if we've achieved our business benefits unless we've actually measured post-go-live results. And this is really scary for a lot of organizations for a number of reasons. A lot of organizations don't want to go back after we've gone live with new technology. A lot of them don't want to go back and measure the actual results for a couple of reasons. One is because it's scary. If you go back and measure how much benefit you're actually achieving versus what you expected, chances are pretty high, if not 100% certain, that you're not going to realize all the business benefits that you thought you would. Not because the transformation was necessarily unsuccessful, not necessarily because the project itself can't deliver or isn't capable of delivering business value, but because it takes time and focus and optimization to ensure we actually get the business value. And this is why the stabilization and hypercare phase of a project is so important, although I'd say that stabilization and hypercare is a bit misleading or doesn't focus on the right activities, which is not only stabilizing the system, but really improving the adoption and the usage of the software to make us more effective. So that's one reason why organizations oftentimes don't measure business value. And it's not in their instincts, is because they're afraid to go back and look. You sometimes don't want to know what the actual results are because you're probably going to be disappointed. The key here is not to be disappointed and recognize that we've got a gap. That's the way life is. Now we've got to focus on optimizing to make sure that we look to the remediation stuff that needs to happen to ensure that we maximize the value. I'm going to come back to that remediation point next. The second reason why so many organizations don't go back and look and measure business performance and business benefits after the fact is because these projects tend to move so fast that more often than not, team members and the organization as a whole are either moving on to the next phase of the project, or they're just relieved to have gotten through the go live without losing their jobs and without disrupting the business. They just want to get back to their day-to-day lives. They don't want to necessarily go back and now spend months or weeks looking back at what business benefits they did or didn't achieve and what they need to do to maximize the value. People are pretty tired. The organizations get tired after a digital transformation and they don't want to do it. But again, it's very important because it doesn't take a lot of time to do this, what we're talking about in terms of the steps I'm outlining in this video. And it's a tiny incremental addition to the project, but it has a huge amount of value. And I would argue it has more value than any other activity you might do in a digital transformation. So making sure that you take that time to measure post-go live benefits is extremely important to ensuring that you optimize the business value of your investment. Now, the final major step in optimizing the business value of your digital transformation is going to be to analyze why you're not achieving the business benefits that you should or could be, and then ultimately implementing remediation plans. And I love doing this exercise for our clients because it's, I don't want to say it's easy, but there's so many things you find that organizations could be doing to really get low-hanging fruit and massive improvements to the business value that they just invested in. It's usually not something significant in terms of having to re-implement or having to make major, massive overhauls to the way you've deployed technology. Typically, it's a bunch of little things. It's someone wasn't trained in how to do a certain function, or a certain configuration or a switch within the technology wasn't turned on, or a certain piece of the technology needs to be reconfigured or integrated to another system. It could be that people just didn't understand how a process was supposed to work. So a lot of times when you go through the analysis of what the root causes are for holding you back from getting the business value you expect, it's a bunch of little things. It's not anything major. And you can typically identify a handful of things that are low-hanging fruit that can have immediate value, don't cost you a lot of time and money, but are going to have a huge impact on the overall ROI. So you want to have a remediation plan that focuses on the low-hanging fruit, and or if you do have major disruptions or major problems that have just happened as a result of your transformation, then of course you want to focus on putting out those fires too. But you want to prioritize based on where you can get the most bang for your buck during and after the implementation to ensure that you get the most business value. So these are just a few steps to ensure that you not only think about how to maximize business value and really focus on achieving business value within a digital transformation, but hopefully I've outlined some steps that will help you get there and think about how you might incorporate some of these concepts into your overall digital transformation strategy and plan. And for more lessons learned and tips on how to be more effective and more successful in your digital transformation, including how to maximize the value of your investment in digital technologies, I encourage you to download our ebook. It's an ebook I wrote called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations that provides 20 different key takeaways from having helped so many organizations throughout the world, as well as independent software reviews and other tips and best practices to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to download that book, which you can find a link to in the description field of this video below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.